you turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared in Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kusinek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau supplied for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the rage no more, like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd asked to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show. I'm Brian. How's it going there? Got some guests coming on today. Todd Erickson and Dave Harrison from Rock Garden Records will be joining me in a little while. We already have Dan in here from Red on Red Records and Gem Records. Friends of theirs, they'll be joining us as well, and I guess Linda Vienz is going to be joining us. All kinds of people coming in, and It is a Crash Course for the Reavers show, and we will start with a song that does not get played on the radio as much as it should. Here's some Hawkwind for you.
Bye. Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. Funny how I can't hear that in my headphones, my background music. And it helps me. I got Linda Viennes hanging out with us and Dave Harrison.
Yeah, yeah.
Todd's in the other room.
Woo! Hey, hey, hey. What's up?
Now what's Dan up Ackman with my headphones?
In the house.
All right.
Oh, I see what's going on. I got the wrong ones on.
Oof, I hate when that happens. Now you're going to hear everything.
Now it's like, oh, I had it, the volume way up and it just blasted me through the window.
Oh, that's always great.
Rock Garden Records.
Yeah, it's growing.
We'll get into that in a little bit. Just wanted to say happy birthday to Jeff Beck.
Right on.
Well, he just passed away, didn't he?
Yeah.
Like a year ago, didn't it? Right?
Yeah.
I got to see him about 10 years ago, luckily. I didn't realize he was going to pass away so soon. And we'll remember him by some Yardbirds right here on MFO.
Blue Steel 44.
going downtown. I'm gonna buy me a blue steel 44. When I catch up with that woman, she won't be messing around with me no more. Going down, be a storm in your head. Hey Joe, where you going with that gun in your head? He said, I'm gonna shoot my woman. I heard she messing around with some other man. I said, hey Joe, I heard you shot your woman down. Boom, boom, boom. I said, hey Joe, I heard that you shot your woman. Caught a mess around town. He said, I'm going downtown. I'm gonna buy me a passport, see.
Ah, see.
Way down Mexico way. I'm going down south where man can be free. Ain't no gringo sheriff gonna put no noose around me.
Yeah.
I don't know what's happening with my headphones here. I guess we're all right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, a crash course for the Reavers show. Now I'm hanging out with, I got Todd Erickson, Dave Harrison, Linda Vienz, Dan, I never got your last name.
Bootleg Dan.
Bootleg Dan.
Bootlegs.
Bootleg Dan.
What's your last name?
Anklin.
Anklin.
Yes.
Well, awfully nice to meet you in person. Actually, we did meet before.
Yes, we did.
I'm sorry I forgot about that.
Okay. Meet a lot of people.
And then we have, is it Lisa?
Yes.
Lisa Erickson.
Yep.
Nice to meet you as well.
Meet you. Finally.
Thanks for having us, Brian.
No problem. My pleasure. We want to repeat that. We got 45s by Dave.
Yeah, I brought a stack.
Some Voodoo Dolls. You want to introduce this song?
Yeah, sure. So I was very lucky to. My first real band was the Voodoo Dolls, and we had a great run here in Boston in the late 80s and early 90s. And this next song is probably, I think, the song that most people might remember the band by. An
All
Evan
right.
Shore classic. It's called This Town Makes Me Feel So Lonely.
Voodoo Dolls on MFO.
45.
So yes, love hearing
don't,
the needle
mind
drop.
The pops.
Love the needle drop.
.5 WMFO in Medford. This town makes me feel so lonely. Voodoo Dolls. Great stuff.
Oh, thanks so much. We had a good time.
I gotta get them in the system so I don't have to run to the 45s every time to play it now.
There you go. There you go. Right on.
I know I disappointed you. You thought I was a big vinyl guy, but I got all the vinyl.
Right. There's quite a library here.
Brian, you have not disappointed me in the least. You've totally come through. You got the turntable working. Yeah, you spin the vinyl. You knew how to
You didn't think I knew how to do it.
I knew
the DJ on the spot, Dan.
I had total faith in you.
I'm actually old enough that that's how we listened to music when I was a little kid.
That's how we learned guitar. That's how we learned to play guitar.
Yeah.
Very
right?
cool.
Pick up that needle, put it back over again, put it back over again.
Did you do this? The coolest thing was slowing the speed down so you could figure out the riffs.
Right. You take 45, you slow it down to 33.
Right. That's what that guy's
good idea. Yeah.
Of course, you couldn't hear it in tune.
No, but you
so you had to just kind of memorize it, you know. And there were no YouTube, you know, guitar videos on how to play the solo from, you know,
whatever.
Your favorite song.
So, Dave is from the Voodoo Dolls and also now the False Positives. That's what we heard before that.
That's right. My new song on Rock Garden Records, Todd and Lisa's label. And I can't tell you just how much it meant to, you know, meet up with these guys and have that kind of, you know, support and validation after many years of being in the wilderness by myself, Brian.
Well, that's good.
Well, it was mutual, Dave. you kind of blew into our life.
Now, now stop. You're going to get me all verklempt.
Right. You start crying.
Please
again.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Todd, in the system here, I have Shake the Faith.
You do?
The album Shake the Faith.
So somebody digitized it.
I did.
You did?
Yes.
You stopped.
I found the CD over there and I put it in.
Okay. Well, so there were two.
Favorite rocker off it?
Which album? Because there's
it's
two.
It's Shake the Faith, 1987.
What's 87? So I have unfortunately, my favorite song on that record has an F-bomb in it. So one F-bomb. Can you slide it in or no?
Maybe we can edit it.
Let's not do that. Then I would go with play Believe in Me. Play Believe in Me.
Believe Me?
Believe in Me.
Believe in Me. I got Believe Me Not. I got Wild World. I don't have Believe in Me. I have Believe Me Not.
The girl, the okay, the boss who runs the record label says play Wild World. So
is that the one we want to hear?
Yeah.
Wild World! Wild World!
All
Wild
Lisa.
World!
Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Is that it? No, no, no. Different song.
We can do that if you want.
It's not going to be a cover of that. We are going to do some live stuff, though, with Todd Erickson and Dave Harrison.
Yeah.
Todd was in Shake the Faith. That's why we're about to play them.
Oh, seriously.
Are they still together?
It's the band that never broke up.
Okay.
It never formally went
so
away.
So from Shake the Faith and now Holy Smoke as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazingly, Holy Smoke. The journey to get here is ridiculous.
You going to play some live Holy Smoke?
We are. Yeah, we're going to kind of groove. Yeah. And Linda's going to join us on some really cool, perfect cover material.
I wish you brought the keyboards.
Next time we'll bring the whole band, yeah. Brian.
You're just going to have to play keyboards in your head this time, Brian.
Okay? That's always going on.
Like me. Yeah, exactly.
Good a job. Little bit of everything going on up there. Because it's a wild world, MFO.
Trying to decide.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And we got requests. By the way, our number is 855-915-9636. Anyone that wants to has a question for Dave, Todd, Linda, or Dan,
yeah, I think
or Lisa.
Absolutely. People should call in and ask Dan questions, because Dan just dropped a really serious little Boston music morsel of history on us.
I thought you were going to say he dropped an F-bomb.
Well, there were a couple of those, I think, in his mind, but he has an editor that I don't possess.
Okay.
You want to go talk about this?
This is
Boston rock.
He has an internal cough button. That's what he gets for.
Okay. I came to Boston in 91.
Dan Anklin.
The first band I ever saw, believe it or not, was the Voodoo Dolls. I had no idea who they were. And
nice.
Now I'm good friends with Dave. And I met him recently at the Plow, and I handed him a Cheap Trick bootleg from 1978.
Wow!
That's
right. And also some Tom Petty, I believe.
There was some Tom Petty there as well.
Because we were talking about like first shows, and my very first rock and roll show was Tom Petty, Damn the Torpedoes.
No!
Yeah. 1979, Cape Cod Coliseum, and Dan was like,
I got a good one.
I've got live recordings from that tour. I'm like, really?
Jesus.
I'm like, and little did I know he has live recordings from like every freaking tour. But
hence his
nickname. Was very impressed, and that's how I got to talking to Dan.
Bootleg Dan.
Yeah, my first Tom Petty show was 81 with Tommy Two Tone opening up for him in Saratoga.
I think my first big concert was 81, and Jay Giles. I was like in the fifth grade, I think.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
John Buscher Axis opened up at the Boston Garden. Yeah.
Talk about Boston rock and roll history.
There you go.
Yeah, that was the Freeze Frame tour there. Not a great album, but excellent show.
So the cool thing about the era we live now is that we're on the internet, right? Your show is streaming.
Oh, yeah,
live,
yeah, yeah. WMFO.org.
So we have this Instagram live thing going, and one of our friends from the Boston era, James Berkowitz, who was famously on WERS for a long time.
Son of Sam?
We all know him as Berkey. Berkey chimed in from Los Angeles right now to request Skip on a Record.
We can do that for him. Skip on a Record, Shake the Faith.
Here you go, Berkey.
Okay, well, we'll come back with some live music, huh?
Love it.
Right on.
Yeah. You guys are all awesome. Know how to make things.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO. It's a Crash Course for the Ravers Show. And yes, we got Dave Harrison from Voodoo Dolls and Dave. The False Positives. And Todd Erickson from Shake the Faith and Holy Smoke.
Right on.
And what are you guys going to be playing for us today?
So play some choice covers and some originals. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right.
So an interesting fact, Brian, is that Jesse Mayer plays drums on the two songs that you just played.
From Diablo Gado.
From Diablo Gado. And Jesse played drums in Shake the Faith, of course. And we're, like I said, Shake the Faith is kind of like the band that never really broke up.
I didn't know that.
We never went away.
So I know you've told me that, but I guess it didn't sink in. He played drums for Shake the Faith.
Yeah, he's a drummer in Shake the Faith. He's also a drummer in Diablo Gado. And Diablo Gado is famously playing their Diablo Gado festival, jam session, whatever. They have a big, huge thing going on right down the street at Porch Now.
I'll put them in the system. We'll make sure we play them later on.
Yeah. So Diablo Gado, we want to give a shout out to that whole crew and everybody who's playing there today, because that's where we're headed after this.
Oh, I got a ton of them in the system.
Yeah. Great stuff. Great stuff.
So, Gasoline, I think I remember being a good one.
Killer tune.
Really good.
Jet Black Knight, brother.
Yeah, that's a new one. Really good.
I don't know if I get that in here.
Oh, gotta be.
It's brand
it's
new.
Be in there. I've heard it
brand
on the station
new,
before.
Fall,
it's got to be on. It's a small world category.
It's because it's brand new. I don't have it in here. Oh, well.
So Jesse Mayer is the reason that I got to, meet Todd, and we started playing, because Jesse was working with me a little bit while I'm trying to, get my False Positives things going out here as I just moved back to town. I'd been gone for, 20 years. And Jesse introduced me to Todd, and then Todd couldn't shake me.
And here we are. So thanks, Jesse.
You're trying to shake everything. Yeah. Shake the Faith, shake the Dave.
Couldn't do it. Yeah. So here we are. We are the False Smoke. We are the Holy Positives.
Smoke Positives.
Yeah,
and we're going to do some tunes. So
you play one for
us? I'll play one for you.
How about Positive Smoke?
Yeah,
that's it.
There you go. All right, so I'm going to play a song. I'm going to start off with a cover, one of my favorite songs. And I want to dedicate this to Justine.
All right.
It's time I got up and out of this fifth floor prison. Went and found something else. I've been so sick of everything. Now I'm even sick of myself. Call up some old friends I used to know. They don't come around much now, but I can't blame them. Who wants to listen to me talk about you for hours? I'm gonna start living again if it kills me, if it's the last thing I'll ever do. I'm gonna make a mark in that social world, purge myself to dust off some little black book and call Mona. She was always good for a smile. When I whispered sweet nothing into her phone, she meant sweet nothing to her. But I tried tally and see nothing better to do. They was turning tricks out at Disney World. In desperation I tried Mona, but her mom said she was out with her girls. I'm gonna start living again if it kills me, if it's the last thing I'll ever do. I'm gonna make a splash in that social world, purge myself of you. Sunday, Monday, I can't remember. I never know what day it is. Tuesday, Wednesday, all I ever. Gonna start living again if it kills me, if it's the last thing I'll ever do. myself of you.
All right, a little Dave Edmonds song for y'all out there.
Oh, that's what that
perfect.
Was. Yeah, yeah. Great. All right, I think it's Toddy's turn.
So, Dave and I came up with a couple of covers that we just both love, and we asked our friend Linda to come in and sing with us. And
great.
There's a little bit of a theme here today for me, anyway, in my own head. Brian, you could probably relate to this.
No problem.
That some of my favorite records ever have kind of, what would you call them, important anniversaries, milestones. So the Cars are, you know, turning 45 this year.
The original, the Cars.
The original album, The Cars, turned, believe it or not, 45 years old. And who didn't have this in their collection?
Right.
Wear out a couple versions. And big record for me in my life. 1988 rolls along, and I'm a young pup in Shake the Faith, and Iggy Pop comes out, and I've been a huge Iggy fan since, you know, the Stooges.
Yeah.
And Iggy
Pop, that's actually my favorite.
Yeah.
Is the Stooges,
right,
from him.
And he comes out with this kind of, I'd call it kind of unsung album, not a, like, it wasn't a record that, like, Iggy Pop fans, like, you probably didn't want out and go, oh yeah, Brick by Brick, like, the best record.
It's
ever.
One, it's one I'm not familiar with.
Right, but some of the best songs.
Okay.
Literally some of the best songs.
I need to give it a real listen.
Well, so given the state of where we are in 35 years later, Iggy kind of nailed it in this song called Home, because he wrote these words that long ago, and when you hear the song, you'll understand why.
All right.
Yeah. One, two. I work so hard, man, so don't trip me up. Shaking a leg like the tail of a pup. I'm paying dues till I register heat. Sure hope I don't end up on the street. So many people rise and fall. Who's looking after you at all? Nobody knows anybody at all. Strangers in paradise down at the mall. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. The mountain gets steep. We're gonna make it in a Jeep. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. Homeboy, homeboy, everybody needs a home. Home, home, everybody needs a home. Home, I need a home, I need a home, everybody.
All right. Of course I know that one.
Yeah.
I didn't know the name of it, but he says, he says